Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the Deep South. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, and let them know that we're live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we want to thank God, amen, for our apostle. Amen. Glory to God. And we also want to thank God for our pastor, her husband, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. He's one of the preachingest men I've heard. Amen. Because once he started preaching, good God Almighty, he can't quit. Glory to God. But it's just an awesome, awesome the way he brings the word forth. It's just awesome the way he preaches the word and teaches the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. And, you know, apostle and our pastor, they do mentoring, they do teaching, they do counseling, they are life coach, whatever the need may be. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. You know, if you want to go to that next level, then do something you ain't never did. You may not have never, ever had a mentor. Well, guess what? They can do that. Glory to God. Calling all men, calling all women. Amen. To Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Glory to God. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know what your need may be. Glory to God. And I'm sure they will get back with you as soon as you inbox them on Facebook. Glory to God. We want to move on down just a little bit further. We're coming up, amen, to the season there where everybody, you know, wants to buy this, buy that, buy this. But just make sure, amen, that you know the real reason for the season. You know, the real reason for the season is Jesus Christ. That's the real reason for the season. If you don't get, hey, the Mercedes, if you don't get the van you wanted, if you don't get if you don't get the coat you wanted, if you don't get the pair of shoes you wanted, remember the real reason for the season, and that is Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And I encourage you to come on in and partner with us. Amen. And becoming partners of Without Walls, glory to God, you will receive something called Moments in the Spirit that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's a two-minute clip that will give you that jump start. It'll make your heart beat right on time. Glory to God. Jesus will be beating in your heart right on time, knocking at your door. So you want to come on in and partner with us and receive the Moments in the Spirit done by Minister Michelle Wilson. It's a two-minute clip, and we only ask for $25 or more. And in all that you get for $25 or more, you'll get Moments in the Spirit. You will be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by the team. Amen. Constantly. Glory to God. We ain't afraid. Amen. Glory to God. We don't walk by fear. We walk by faith. Glory to God. And so I want to encourage you to come on in for the $25 or more, and you get all of this. And you also get something that we call Midweek Manna. It's done by Sister Sheila Leverett, an awesome woman of God. Amen. She feeds you fresh manna from on high when she do it. Glory to God. I can guarantee it. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in. You get all of that in one little package. Ain't that something? Glory to God. You get Moments in the Spirit. You get Midweek Manna. You get placed on their personal prayer list. Who wouldn't want to come in and be on a team like that? All wrapped up in one little neat package. Glory to God. I encourage you. Amen. To come on and get aboard. And we have, on Tuesday night, we have Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord, amen. And where they double team, they still double team in the devil. They ain't getting no room. He ain't got no room up in there, up in there. So I encourage you to listen to the show. It comes on Tuesday night, amen, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you can also, if you can go to the Facebook page and you can click on the link and it'll take you to it. And then, you know, the line holds up to 50 people. So, you know, you can't say, well, I didn't hear, I couldn't get on, or no, it holds up to 50 people. And each one of the lines take prayer requests. So I encourage you, amen, to listen on Tuesday night and hear what the Lord has to say. If you missed it on last Tuesday, you can go back and listen to it on demand. But it ain't nothing like getting that fresh manna right from your phone, you know, right, just that right then, that now word. So I encourage you, amen, to come on in and get in. And if you move on down just a little bit further, On Saturday, we have Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Faith come by hearing. The show time is 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you missed on yesterday, you missed a treat. She gave a word right in season and on time word. Glory to God. You heard the woman that called in on yesterday and amen and got prayer. She said it was right on time. Glory to God. So that's the kind of ministry that you want to be up under. The one that give you that now word, that right on time word. Glory to God. Elder did an awesome job with it yesterday, an awesome job on the show on yesterday. And then if you move on down on Sunday, we're still called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. Amen. I come on for, we're still in an hour now. We've changed just a little bit. We'll stay on for an hour. We'll do prayer. We'll do teaching at the first 30 minutes. And then after that, the line will be open for prayer. Amen. The next few minutes. Amen. So I encourage if you want prayer, after I get through preaching, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. And Minister Elaine, amen, Jackson, amen, will also come on. I think it's at 6:30, if I make no mistake. If I do charge it to my head, God, still working on my glory, God. You know, and you can also go and click on her Facebook page, and you can see the time, because the times have changed just a little bit. So I encourage you to go on and look on Facebook to see exactly what time it is. Glory to God. And she comes on also an hour, and she takes prayer requests also. So I encourage you, all this with ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. Now, amen, keep all that in mind. I want you to go ahead and turn to Romans chapter 12 while I open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, for the glorious day, Lord, that you have made us. Let us rejoice and be glad you're in it, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for each and everything that you made, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, how you created us for your purpose, to serve you, Lord God, to praise you, to give you the highest praise, oh God. We were created to praise you, oh Lord God. We were praise you continually, Lord God. Praises shall continually be in our mouth, oh God. When we're up, Lord God, and sometimes we're down, when we're almost level to the ground, we will still have a yet praise on the inside of us, oh God. No matter when things are going wrong, Lord, in the world, we still, God, got to praise you, Lord God, because you still in control, oh God. You sit high and you look low, and you know these things are happening, oh God. But God, we still going to praise you, Lord God. We're going to praise you when you give us, Lord God, and we're going to praise you, Lord God, if you don't do anything else for us, because you've already done enough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, oh, my God, how you watch over, how you protect us, Lord God, from hurt, harm, and danger, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, God, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, and they hear the word, oh God, let them have a listening ear to the Spirit of the Lord, not me, Lord God, but to the Spirit of the Lord to hear what you want to say in this season, on this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Clear the airways, oh God. Oh, my God, so the word can go forth in a fresh way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and glory to God. I encourage you on this day, amen, glory to God, to just be aware, glory to God, of your surroundings. I just heard him say, you know, just encourage the people. I just encourage you, amen, to know what you're doing in this season, to know who you're serving in this season, to know what you're reaching out for in this season. Stop reaching for things that you know that they don't even belong to you, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, because you're living in a time now where everything you see, you want, and you want, and you want more. The next thing you know, you're in so much debt, and it's hard for you to get out. You'll spend 2 or 3 years trying to get out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You're living in a time where, yes, you keep sowing. Yes, you do. You keep sowing. Yes, I encourage you to keep sowing. Hallelujah. But everything you think you got to have, you may not have to have it right now. You know, the Lord may say, wait. But you know, any delay is not a denial. Glory to God. He's just telling you to wait a minute. Hold up. You know, I want to put this on sale for you. You know, or I may lay it on somebody's heart to give it to you. Glory to God. You know, so you always want, but it may not be what you need at that point. Glory to God. So, you know, we are people that got to learn how to wait on the Lord. You know, everybody said, well, yeah, Lord, I waited on you. How long did you wait? You waited 2 minutes. You're asking for it. Amen. In prayer. Amen. Then you're waiting like it ain't going to be at the door the next day. No, it may not be at the door the next day, but guess what? He has not forgot. Hallelujah. God ain't forgot, and he ain't lose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He can let somebody's heart to bring it to you, and you won't have to pay nothing for it, because we're in that season, hallelujah, where it will be given, hallelujah. He said, give, and it shall be given. So hold up, wait a minute, let me ask you, are you giving, hallelujah? How are you giving? If you're giving grudgingly, yeah, he's going to take it, glory to God, yes, he is. Hallelujah. But don't you want to give it and be glad to give it? And watch your return be even greater. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't give it and then you got to, amen, you curse your own seed. Oh, somebody ain't giving it and they're cursing their seed. Hallelujah. Don't give if you're going to curse your seed. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. I encourage you on this day to just wait, hallelujah, even though if you don't have it, even though if you leave down all the things you go under the tree, glory to God, but just remember the one that hung on the tree for you, glory to God. You know, Jesus Christ, our Savior, huh? He brought us back. Huh? Oh, my God, that's what you got to remember, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on and get into the message. My God, amen, glory to God. Just receive the word, amen, on today, hallelujah. It ain't time for you to get everything you want, glory to God. But just hold on and watch God. You're going to constantly, you'll get it. Amen, glory to God, because he's going to give that that's good for you. You know, everything you see, amen, all money ain't good, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All money ain't good. Amen. Women, all men ain't good. Glory to God. Men, all women ain't good. Just to say it like it is. Glory to God. So just hold on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just hold on and watch God. Hallelujah. He'll lay it out for you. Glory to God. He'll put it on straight street for you. You'll know it. Amen. When it comes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let people try to talk you into stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I'm hearing it, amen, hallelujah. You know, so many times, well, you know what? You ain't going to meet nobody. You know, you might as well go ahead and go on the well and look. You might as well go on, glory to God. If you believe in the Lord thy God and you got the Spirit of the Lord living in you, God going to put him, her, in your path, glory to God. You can be thumbing watermelons together in the store. You can be punching, picking up apples, you know, any way God will do it, hallelujah. So don't put God in a basket, glory to God, because he's God. He's everywhere you need him to be, glory to God. He's in the grocery stores. He's on the streets, hallelujah, glory to God. He ain't out of box, so don't let people tell you that, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to move on now to the word, hallelujah. Chapter 12 of Romans, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to start, amen, at the first verse, hallelujah. I want to, man, just ask yourself the question today. Who do you please? Hallelujah. Who do you please? Do you please man, you know, you people of the world, or do you please the Lord thy God? Let's get on into our message. Hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Glory to God. Who do you please? Hallelujah. You know, our greatest desire, it needs to be to please the Lord, not God, not man. Hallelujah. You know, when you please God, you got, that's all you need to please. Glory to God. You know, everybody, you know, sometimes now try to please people. You know, amen. Well, you know what? If I don't give them this, they don't like me even then during this time of year. If I don't buy them this, then they won't like me. Glory to God. If I don't give them this amount of money, then they don't like me. No, hold up. Wait a minute. Who do you please? Glory to God. Do your talk please God? Hallelujah. Do your walk please God? Glory to God. Do your giving please the Lord, thy God? Do you ever go before the Lord and say, Lord, you know what? This is what I'm going to give, but what do you want me to give, Lord? Is this enough, Lord, for now? Hallelujah. You know, some are scared to even ask, really, because they know God's going to require you to give more. He know you got that 20 head back there. Glory to God. Well, you know what I'm going to say? This, me and my children, or me and my spouse, or me and my whoever, you may have. Glory to God. Then we're going to go out and we're going to eat off this. And you know what? God may require you to give that 20 and keep that 10. Hallelujah. But you know, sometimes people fear to ask or say, no, glory to God. And he's going to ask them to give the more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't you know if he asks you to give the more, amen, he got something in mind for you. Glory to God. Sometimes it may not come back money, but it'll come when you need it because he's a God that's always right on time. He ain't never late. My God. So you need to do the things that pleases God. You need to know how to dress that pleases God. You know, so many times, amen, now, when you go in the street, you'll see women with pajamas on, and oh God, glory to God, help us, Lord, help us, and with pajamas on, you know, with graffiti everywhere, hallelujah, you know what I'm talking about, glory to God, my God. Now, do you think that pleases God, hallelujah? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that, amen, that attracts somebody? Yes, it does. It does. It attracts the, yes, it does. It attracts the opposite sex. Yes, it does. But let me ask you another question. If it attracts the opposite sex, amen, you, what you got on, hallelujah, and the way you dress with all this graffiti, all no clothes, all it, do you think, amen, that they ain't going to go to nobody else? If they see somebody else with the same attire on and they was a little bit more skimpier than yours, you think that's going to attract them to them? Yes, it is. Glory to God. I say to you, women, amen, make sure, cover yourself up. Glory to God. Amen. We have a season where they, you just ain't putting on enough clothes. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I ain't trying to get you to dress with the long dress and all that. No, I didn't say that. I said dress accordingly to please the Lord, not God. Ask God, do I please you, Lord, when I go out? Because I guarantee you, amen, glory to God, he will let you know. You'll get a feeling on the inside, amen. Amen, glory to God. And he'll let you know, no, this ain't right, hallelujah. Pull that off. Oh, my God, I've been it too many times, glory to God. I have a bag full of stuff, glory to God. If he don't like it, then amen, I ain't wearing it, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, our desire is to please God, not people. Glory to God. You know, women, I say again, put on some clothes, my God. Hallelujah. And I know you say you just went into the store. Amen. Put on one of your long little dresses and then go on to the store. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, amen, you can catch more flies with honey, amen, than you can with Delica, my God. Because when you go out there dressed any kind of way, you're looking like Delica, hallelujah. You're smelling like Delica. But you know what? If you go out there dressed, fully dressed up with your full armor clothes on, like God wants you to have, amen, that's the honey. Because you are, amen, hallelujah, a queen in God's eye. Glory to God. And he has a king for you. So you want that. So you want to dress the way God wants you to dress. You want to please God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Dress in a way, amen, that pleases the Lord, my God. You know, you got to act in a way that pleases God also. My God, my God. Oh, glory to God. Come on now. You got to act in a way that pleases God. You got to give in a way that pleases God. All those things add up to, you know, we should please God more than we please man. Glory to God. You know, if they just tell you, well, you come on to the altar and give, you know, go ahead and give an extra 20 or give an extra $5 or whatever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I understand. I hear you. But the God, what did God want you to do? Did he ask you to give more? He said, if you got more, then what you do? You give more. Hallelujah. Because you want God to bless you. Amen. Glory to God. You know, even, you know, when you're watching TV, you should have a holy lifestyle. Because whatever you see, amen, that's what God sees. Whatever you let go in your ear gates, as my pastor says, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to start acting it out. Glory to God. So whatever, amen, you're doing, amen, that's unholy, then guess what? And you're going to start acting it out. So you have to do work in a way that pleases God. You have to live a lifestyle of holiness, amen, not just on the clock, off the clock, glory to God. You know, sometimes you get in a setting, amen, you're in a workflow setting, you know, and anything goes. You know, amen, glory to God. Sometimes he'll tell you to get up and get on out, glory to God, because you ain't got no business listening at that. Hallelujah, just turn around about face and walk on out the door. You ain't got to explain nothing to nobody. All you got to do is lead, glory to God. So we got to be a people, amen, who want to please God and not the world. Because just because we live in the world, we don't have to act like the world. Glory to God. No, we got to please the Lord, thy God. So watch what you're watching on TV. Amen. Glory to God. And watch who you're listening to. Glory to God. Make sure that it pleases God. Say, Lord, do my praise please you, Lord God. And do what I'm reading the word of God. Lord, does this please you how I ask questions, Lord God? Does this please you, Lord God, that the way I'm doing, Lord God, I'm praying, Lord. And does this please you, Lord God? Is my praise how I love? Did it please you, Lord God? You got to ask God. Do it. Please God. And then don't please and he tell you, amen, don't get offended. Just change the way you're looking. Glory to God. Let's move on. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know how you have to transform your mind, glory to God, by reading the word of God. That's the only thing going to transform your mind, by reading the word of God, praying the word of God, talking to God, having fellowship with God, spending time with God, communication with God, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, all that's going to come into play, and it's going to help you, amen, to renew your mind. Hallelujah. Because the mind needs renewing, because the mind is going to start acting out the things that it hears. The mind is going to start saying all this stuff that you put in there, glory to God, unless you get a fellowship, hallelujah, and you get communication, hallelujah, to direct communication with Jesus Christ our Lord, glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to read the word of God daily, meditate on it daily, so you can get your mind renewed, hallelujah. And it will also help you. Amen. Whenever someone comes and try to tell you something that's off the word of God, guess what you can say? I didn't read that. I don't know nothing about that. That ain't what I read, you know, glory to God. You don't have to get in confrontation with them. Glory to God. But, you know, you could just say, well, wait a minute. I thought I read this, that it was like this. You know, it's okay. You can tell them, but you don't have to get in confrontation with them. If you see that they're going to say they're right, leave them alone. Walk off. Get the stick and shake the dust and keep it moving. Glory to God. Let's move on down, hallelujah, to number 3. And I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, sometimes you can just think some stuff, my God, you got to think with a sober mind. You know, sometimes, you know, things get to happening all around you. Amen, you may need this and you need that. But then guess what? You forgot the one that can give you all that. Sometimes you're here, you're there, you're everywhere, glory to God. But you got to learn how to stay focused. You got to come back, and, amen, into that place. Hallelujah. Say, hold up, wait a minute. God, I'm going to stand right here, Lord. You tell me what I need to do, how I need to do it, Lord, and what I need to do, glory to God. You got to stand still and know, amen, that God will tell you. You know, sometimes, you know, things will happen. You may get a bill that's due, hallelujah. Then you want to go, oh, Lord, I got to go borrow the money over here, over there. I'm going over here, over there. But won't you just say, hold up, Lord, what do you want me to do about it, glory to God? Because he will lead you, he will guide you, and then you have a sober mind. You won't just jump off, hallelujah, and go and do things that you shouldn't do, glory to God. Because God is your, hallelujah, he will tell you what you need to do and how you need to do it. So sometimes you can go in and you can get yourself in so much trouble, glory to God, that you don't know, amen, what to do. And sometimes you have so much, you know, people walk around with so much jealousy and envy and strife, you know, and all different kinds of things is going on in their mind, you know. Glory to God. But you got to be sober. You got to be sober when you can think straight. And it will help you, amen, along the path to get where you need to be. It'll help you, amen, to do what you need to do for the Lord, thy God. You know, so many times you forget, amen, and God is still there. He ain't moved, amen. Sometimes we move, glory to God. But he ain't moving. He said, he's a God. He's right there with you. He said, I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. When you call on him for help, he going to be there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, some said, Lord, I can't feel you. Hallelujah. Well, what happened? Have you walked away from him? Hallelujah. Have you walked from the place that you used to be? Because God gave you faith. You got to believe, hallelujah, that he is there, that he hears your prayer. He heard your cry. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear you just say, well, God ain't moving. You know why he ain't moved? Because you moved. You moved over to the left, left, left. and he told you to stay on the right, huh? You know, good God Almighty, you walked away, hallelujah, when they gave you what you wanted, huh? It's time to turn around, repent, do it now, do it quickly, and come back to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You know, amen, you're going to always have something that you need. Glory to God. You know, as we live in this world, but we're not a part of this world, but we all have needs. Glory to God. You're going to need something, hallelujah. You're going to need some peace, hallelujah. You're going to need God to come in and give you some more joy at some point, hallelujah. You're going to need your dad to come in and break and shake some stuff off you. Glory to God. You'll always be in need, hallelujah. So God, turn away from the one that has all that. Glory to God. Don't turn away from him. Glory to God. Think soberly according to God's will. Think soberly according to God's word. Amen. Don't be caught up, amen, in filthy entertainment. Glory to God. You know, some people say they like it. You know, they watch this TV and they, oh, yeah, they were cussing and they, I'm sure, amen, glory to God, I hear you. Hallelujah. But once you've seen, amen, where we're headed, then you know what you should have did. Turn your channel, glory to God. And it ain't hard, because just like you flick the button on the remote, you can flick it to turn it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you gotta be sober. Hallelujah. You gotta think soberly. Hallelujah. You always gotta be on your guard to watch when things come. He said, you know what? You watch and pray. You watch as well as pray. Glory to God. Because you know when these things come up on you. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna tell you something. Hallelujah. From experience, sometimes things will come up on you fast. But that's when you know that you're anchored in Christ Jesus. Then he'll tell you, okay, it's time to move. He'll do it just that quick. Walk away. Glory to God. He'll tell you just that quick. Turn it. Hallelujah. I tell you just that quick. Don't say that. Hallelujah. So you got to have that relationship with him. Amen. To know. Amen. He'll tell you in an instant. Hallelujah. Let's move on down just a little bit. Glory to God. For as we have many members in the body, and all members have not the same office. You know, don't be jealous, amen, of your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Just, amen, glory to God. Whatever God has called you to do, be the best at what you do. Glory to God. Be the best at what you can do. Glory to God. Don't get jealous. Don't get mad. Amen. Because your brother, amen, sister, amen, they over here, they can pray good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Do what you can do. God wants you to do what you can do. That creates your relationship. That creates your growth. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. If you stay in your own lane, and then know, amen, God will perfect your gift. Amen. In you, hallelujah. You preach like you can preach, hallelujah. You pray like you can pray, hallelujah. And know that it's only God that's going to make the way for you, hallelujah. Just know who he is. And know that God will do whatever it is, amen, he needs to do in your life. You sometimes you don't go before the throne room of grace, amen, hallelujah, boldly. And ask God, you know, for the spiritual gifts. You don't go asking, you know, say, Lord, I need you to perfect this in me, Lord God. I need you to show me how I can do it a little bit better. I need you to show me, Lord, how to operate in excellence. You know, every time you go, well, Lord, you know what, I need this, Lord. I need this car over here, Lord God. I need you to help me over here. God, I need this bill being paid. I need this, Lord. I need you. Go in with the need, man, but not the spiritual need, man. You go in with the worldly need, man. Glory to God. Yes, you make your request known to God, but you know there are sometimes when you gotta go before God first. Amen. Giving him glory, giving him thanks, and giving him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, praise shall continually be in my mouth. So guess what? When you praise, you gotta praise him. Hallelujah. And you know, you say, Lord, if it's me, Lord God, it's me, Lord. It's me, Lord. I'm standing in the need, Lord God. This is what I need you to do. I need you to help me, Lord God, because I want you to perfect this gift in me, Lord God, so it can operate the way it needs to operate, oh God. I want you, Lord God, to get this jealousy, huh, this envy, huh, and this strife out of me, Lord God, so I can walk amongst, Lord God, oh my God, your people, Lord God, with a good heart, a good clean heart and a right spirit, Lord God. Don't let me see Sister Susan coming, and I turn my head, Lord. God, I need you to fix it, Lord Jesus. Fix it, Lord. You will make everything all right, God. Lord, I need you to fix this, Lord. If I got anything against my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, my God, fix me, Lord. Fix me, Lord. Show me, Lord, what I'm doing wrong. And I know, Lord, you will make it right. My God, those are the prayers that you need to learn how to pray. My God, because when you pray that way, God will fix you, hallelujah. He'll create in your clean heart. He'll make your heart right. He'll make it beat right. Hallelujah. So that's the place that we got to get to. Hallelujah. We got to get to that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because all the body, amen, works together. So don't be jealous, amen, of your brothers and your sisters' gifts. Hallelujah. Just know where you are. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. If you know who you are in Christ, if you know that God called you, and you know that 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 he called you, glory to God, amen, you won't have a problem with that. Hallelujah. You ain't going to look at, well, you know what, their fathers and I, you ain't going to look at none of that. All you're going to do is say, Lord, help me to perfect this gift in me even the more, Lord God. I ask you, God, to help me, Lord God, because I'm in need of help. Somebody help me, Lord God. Oh, my God. When you begin to pray like that, then God will, he will help you, amen, every time. Amen. He ain't going to leave you out there hanging. He ain't going to help you every time, glory to God. Let's just move just a little bit further, glory to God. So we being many are one body in Christ and every one member one of another, having been gifts deferred according to the grace that is given to us within whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Glory to God. You see here, amen, it's talking about the different ministries and, you know, different people with prophets and ministers and teachers. And it's going to talk about pastors, amen, and those that can exhort, hallelujah. You know, amen, all of that works together in the body of Christ, hallelujah. You know, but you got to ask God, say, Lord, am I doing what you're calling me to do? Am I doing what I need to do, Lord, for the ministry? Don't pull it down, amen, but help it to come up higher. You know, don't pull it down. If you want to pull it down, it may be time for you to just go on to wherever it is you need to go, glory to God. But ask God to help you. Amen. And God, what can I do, Lord, to make it grow? What can I do, Lord God, to make it come up just a little bit higher? What can I do, Lord, with this gift that you've given me? Not that I got, but a gift that you've given me, Lord God. What can I do with it, Lord God? Can I use it, Lord, to edify the people, the body of Christ? Can I use this gift, Lord God? Oh, my God. To help your people, oh God. Can I use this gift, Lord God? Oh, my God, to be happy, not a hurt. Oh, can I use this gift, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to heal somebody, to make some, just set somebody free, Lord God. Can I use the gift of exhortation, Lord God, to bring somebody out where they are, Lord God, in a valley? Can I use this gift, Lord God, to give somebody the word? I'm a minister. Can I use this gift, God? Oh, my God, my God. Can I use this gift, Lord God? Oh, my God. My sister looking down and out over there, Lord God. And I can pray like all I don't. Oh, my God. Can I go over there, Lord God, and use this gift, Lord God, to pray and help her get some relief? Can I use this gift, Lord God, to edify you, Lord God, to help, Lord God, oh, to make it all right for my sister? Oh, my God. You know, there are many gifts, hallelujah, in the body of Christ. But you know what? If it's all about self, then it's worth nothing. Hallelujah. It's worth nothing. Hallelujah. You can gain all the amens and hallelujahs from the world. Amen. You can gain all the amens and the thank yous, and you preached, amen, a good sermon, and you did this, and you did that. Just know, don't let nobody set you up like that. Whenever they say that, say amen, to God be the glory, because it's only God that you operate anyway, glory to God. And it should be pleasing unto the Lord thy God, hallelujah, glory to God. Every gift is placed in the body of Christ for a reason, glory to God. There's going to be some, amen, that will come, amen, you know, that will go in ministry, hallelujah, and they're just not getting their glory to God, and they're going to be off the chain. But you know what? It's okay, hallelujah, it's okay. If you believe that that's what God is, whatever God has called you to do, and you're doing it, amen, to the best of your ability, and you don't believe that, then you believe there's something wrong, then ask God to help you. Lord, help me, Lord, because I want to do even more for you. My desire, Lord, is to please you even the more, Lord God. And as you begin to tell the Lord that, God, believe me, he's going to talk back to you. He's going to talk to you, amen. Sometimes it's even through the word of God when you read it, amen. He may come through the prophet of God, glory to God. He may even come to the pastor, glory to God. He may use somebody else to come and tell you. But whatever way he comes, be willing to receive it so many times, hallelujah. still have a preference on who does this and who do that. Don't miss out. You know, we've been going through some really, really good teaching, good glory to God, and I grab hold, hallelujah, glory to God, because you know, amen, those are nuggets and stuff that I'm getting and I know that I need now in this season, hallelujah, and that's just the truth, hallelujah. You know, amen, so it's good, amen, to grab hold when you go in your church and you hear your pastor preaching, glory to God, then you hold on to what you got. You know, sometimes when you go in, they say, well, yeah, oh, he preached a good sermon. Well, what was it about? They can't tell you nothing. Oh, I know it was just good, glory to God. The choir sang, yeah, I know the song ain't gonna get you there, glory to God. But you know what? Say, okay, what did he say? What did he say? Anything that's gonna help you? Did he say anything that's gonna get you delivered? But sometimes they can't tell you because they're listening at the song, glory to God. But you know, hallelujah, listen at the words, hallelujah, that's coming out of their mouth, that's coming out of their belly, glory to God, hallelujah. And that word is what's going to keep you. It's going to help you, hallelujah. The true word of prophecy is the word of God. Amen, hallelujah. No, it's not, amen, me giving you amen prophecy. It's got to come from the word of God. It got to come from fresh manna from on high, glory to God. When God gives it to give out to his people. So that's where we are, glory to God. And now, amen, if you urge you at the door, hallelujah, be the best usher that you can be. Don't let nobody tell you a lie. I wouldn't do it. Don't let them tell you nothing. You come in there, amen, fully clothed on Sunday. You come in there, glory to God, hallelujah, with your hair looking good, you're smelling good, glory to God. You got on your breastplate suit, my God, and you stand at that door. You're able to keep some of them witches and the warlocks out of there, amen. You're already praying up, hallelujah. You're wrapped up, you're tied up, and you're tangled up, glory to God. And when they feel that anointing, they got to bow down. So you see, everything is important. Even if you give the pastor, amen, a bottle of water, that's important, hallelujah. Just know your job and know where you are in Christ. And don't let nobody try to stray you away from that, glory to God. Because all just operate different, hallelujah, glory to God. Just know who you are in Christ Jesus. And no, only God, amen, can perfect it, glory to God. And if he gave that person that gift, amen, well, that's what he wanted them to do. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just seeing so many times, you can't get no further in the ministry because there's too much jealousy. Glory to God. You're going to operate right where you at, hallelujah. And know that God will do the exhorting. He'll exhort you in due season, as the word of God says, in due season. And it'll be time for him to exhort you right now. And maybe some stuff that he got to get loose. And some stuff that he got to break loose. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years. It may take even 4 or 5 years. It may take 20 years. It don't have to, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because your heart is not open to receive what they're saying, what your leaders are saying. You got to open your heart. I ask you to open your heart and receive what is coming forth. Glory to God. Amen. Because his word is what's going to help you. The word is what's going to keep you. Amen. Glory to God. And when you need it, hallelujah, you can pull it up. Amen. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes you eat, amen, from the wrong table. My God, my God. Be careful where you eat, hallelujah. You know, amen, it's good, amen. You could go, amen, in the house of God, and you yes, glory to God, and you hear a good sermon, hallelujah, my God, but did it line up with the word of God, hallelujah? Or did you just go because, you know, they recognize me, they recognize who I am, they recognize, you know, that I am who I am, glory to God, hallelujah. And is that why you go, glory to God? Or are you going, glory to God, to hear a word from God? Hallelujah. You know, on yesterday, Elder always says, she said, you know, when you go in the world and go in the church, she said, don't go in there trying to take over. Go in there and sit out somewhere. Amen. Glory to God. And that's just awesome. I understand what she means. Glory to God. I don't go in nowhere. I don't say, well, you know what? I am Prophetess Martha Williams. No, I don't do that. I don't do none of that. Amen. Glory to God. I go in and I sit down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I go in and I sit down and I hear what God is saying. Amen. Glory to God. And I know what they're saying, hallelujah. And if you know, if you read your word and you already wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, glory to God, you all know, amen, it's the right thing. Hallelujah. But you ain't got to go and try to showboat. You know how some people, they get a new car, and you'll see them riding through the neighborhood, glory to God, and you ain't never seen them riding before. Hallelujah. My God. But then when they'll put a hoop down, amen, they'll put a handbag down, you know, glory to God, and they got this new ride. Now they want to cruise through the neighborhood, glory to God. God give you, amen, a gift, glory to God. Then some people walk into church, you know, hey, roll up, wait a minute, I am who I am. Yes, I am. I am pastor. I am minister. No, cut that mess out, glory to God. We're all servants unto the Most High God, yes. He said, give him honor where honor is due, but give him glory. Yes. Yes, he did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know, hallelujah, who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. So you don't have to have no jealousy, no envy, no strife. Don't let it stop your flow. Don't let it stop for who you are. Don't let it stop you from preaching the word of God. Don't let it stop God from using you the way he want to use you. Glory to God. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My God, ain't God good? Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going now, amen, I'm opening up the lines for prayer. If you desire prayer, amen, press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. You know, we serve a good God, amen. So don't give up on God, hallelujah. Just know who you are, hallelujah, and know how to please the Lord, thou God. Hallelujah, glory to God, amen, glory to God, amen. But there's someone, amen. Hallelujah. You went in a place. Hallelujah. You went in this place and you applied for a job. You wanted to apply for a job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You applied for the job. Glory to God. And the people were just so ugly. Amen. They weren't the best. They weren't at their best. I don't know if they were having a bad day or whatever, because sometimes they do. Glory to God. They weren't at their best. It just wasn't a good atmosphere. Let me just put it like that. Glory to God. Amen. And you said, oh my God. You walked out and said, I don't want to work here. Glory to God. Amen. But let me tell you, that's the place. God said that's a receptionist job. He wants you to take that job. You know who you are. He said, take that job because you got the light in you. God said that place that he's sending you to, they need the light. Hallelujah. He said, and you're going to be a light in that dark place. Hallelujah. He said, so take that job because this is where he wants to plant you in this season. Glory to God. Because you're going to show them something. Glory to God. So I encourage you, when that time comes, they're going to call you. Glory to God. So go ahead and take the job. Glory to God. Because he's going to use you in that place. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. I want to pray for the elderly people. Amen. On today. Amen. Glory to God. I want to pray for them. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for the elderly on today, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord, that none be alone, oh God. Father God, send someone by, Lord God. Oh, my God, to take them, Lord God, something, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, to show them, Lord, that they are still loved, Lord, and they are still your people, Lord God. Lord, send somebody by, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give them something in this season, oh God, to take them a present, Lord God, and tell them that it came from you in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for them right now. Amen and glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All of you who have a wish list, glory to God. Amen. Make sure you give a gift to someone. Amen. Even someone that you may not even know. Hallelujah. You know, so many times you give this one a gift, that one a gift. Amen. People that you know. But what about them that you don't know? Hallelujah. If you see a stranger side the road, glory to God, I encourage you, hallelujah. I know, be careful with it, yes. Be careful, hallelujah. Let God be your guide on this. Glory to God. I'm not telling you just to bombard anybody. Let God be your guide. He'll keep you in safe haven. He ain't going to let you get hurt, hallelujah. Glory to God. But give somebody a gift, glory to God. You know, I went to a store, amen, one day, and I went in, and amen, and I went in there and I got some stuff and I came back out and I forgot what I was supposed to be going in there for to take something back. So I came back out, glory to God, and there was this person, amen, they were sitting over there Amen. It was in a wheelchair. Oh, amen. Glory to God. And I'm like, okay. And I went back out again. I said, well, now hold up. I'm going in and out. Let's go too many times. Lord, I said, what is it? Glory to God. I said, what is it, Lord? What do I need to do? He said, you see that person over there? You didn't give them nothing. I wasted my purse. Amen. And I gave that person, amen, some money. Glory to God. Amen. And then I was okay, but I went in and out. So I'm like, why can't I remember what I was going in there for? I was really going in there to do. And that's why he would let me know. You see this person over here? You keep passing them by. No, you need to stop and give them something. And that's what I did. I stopped and gave them what I should have did. Glory to God. I should have gave him something. I did. I stopped and gave it to him. I said, oh, my God, listen, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then he was singing, amen, and he was just singing. If I couldn't say one word, I'd raise my hand. I said, God Almighty. And the man could really sing to y'all. He could sing. Glory to God. So, you see, you have to make sure, amen, that you're on your point and know who you are in Christ Jesus. And know when God asks you to do something, just do it. Glory to God. Just do it. Glory to God. If I'd have known that, I would have done the first time. I would have kept walking inside the stove. Glory to God. Because each time I looked over, but I never thought, you know, I mean, I'm a giver, but I just wasn't thinking, amen, at the time. So I encourage you to give somebody something. I encourage you to sow into this ministry, glory to God, and let God be your guide. Sow into this ministry and watch God move, hallelujah. We ain't at the end of the year. We almost at the end of the year, but we ain't here yet. Come on, glory to God. I encourage you to sow into this ministry and watch God move, glory to God. You never know what you may get. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just know who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Hallelujah. And be a giver. You know, I want to get this short testimony. Amen. Then we're going to go ahead and get out of here because I think it's so important. Amen. You know, we'll come by our testimonies to our people. You know, I was talking to this young lady. Glory to God. And, you know, she was saying, amen. You know, she is a giver. She is really a giver. She loves to give. She'll get it. Shut off her back. She'll get it. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. And then she was saying, you know, her son, she's taught her son how to be a giver, glory to God. He went with one of his cousins, glory to God. Amen, he had to go somewhere with him. And she said, the girl poor wanted to pay for her own food. Her son said, oh, you ain't got to pay for it. Come on, I got enough money to pay for it. Oh, you ain't got to pay for it. See, she taught him how to give, even at his young age, glory to God. She taught him how to give because he watched her, how she give. And now he's giving. So that's what I'm talking about. Parents, raise your children up to give also glory to God. Don't let them spend it all in the candy factory. Teach them how to give glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We don't see anybody press the one wheel. Go ahead, amen, and get out. Don't forget, Nurse Elaine Jackson will be coming on next. Hallelujah. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. Give a shout out for it. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because she's going to blow the train out of, amen, off the track. Glory to God. I encourage you to come on and hear her. Amen. I think it's at 6:30. Glory to God. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Make sure, amen, if you can't, you can get online because there's 50 lines open, amen, for you to get online. So I encourage you, amen, to listen to the show that's coming up next. Amen. I think it's at 6:30. Amen. Glory to God. You can go on her Facebook page. If I'm wrong, go, you know, charge to the head. God's still working on my heart. Amen. Go on her Facebook page, Minister Elaine Jackson, amen, and you will see what time it come on. I want to go ahead and give the invitation of Christ, glory to God. If you don't know Jesus as part of your sin, I encourage you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God. Father God, I repent right now for everything that I've done, Lord God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. Amen, and read your Bible daily so you can keep up with what they're teaching. Glory to God. So you'll know, amen, for yourself. Amen, glory to God. We're going to go ahead on and get a benediction and get out of here. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present your fathers before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back here on next Sunday.